Pues, aleluya. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Let your affection be, on things above and not on things on this earth. But ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You double hid in Christ and in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. That's enough right there. I mean that if you just read that prayerfully and think about it, you're almost a shout. I mean it. I'm serious. I meant that. That's how you read the Bible a lot of time. And think about where God done brought you in and what he already done for you. Christ went out his way for us. God gave up something that he loved. His only begotten son. He handed us Jesus as a sacrifice. I mean that. He gave up his only, he ever won, his only son, and put him in the hands of the devil that died for you and me. If God never give you a car, if he never give you a $10 bill, if he never give you a suit to put on, he gave up heaven best for you. For you. Gave him up. I'm trying to say something to make you feel like you owe God something. And you do owe God something. You owe your life. Because he gave up his son for our life. So you can't do too much for God for what he gave to us. And to make it plain and simple where everybody can understand. I don't have to go to hell now. If you read about hell and Hades and the lake of fire, you'll shout just to read about it, and I don't have to go there. Because when you once go there, you're there forever. Forever. And everybody say forever. You're there forever. Ain't no months and years. You're there forever. And God gave us Jesus to keep us from going. Ain't no playing dominoes in hell. And ain't no ball games and reading the books and things. And you there moaning and groaning day and night. And here God sent his son and gave him up to keep us from going. And folk won't get any life to Jesus. Oh, boy. This is what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about. It's to keep us, everybody say keep us, from going to hell. I know that word not spoken much in churches, but it's still here. And folks still going in there. And if we not saved, we'll go. So that's what the gospel is all about. To keep us from going where? To hell. Got to say hell sometime in church. Instead of telling folks go to hell. No, don't tell them go to hell. Try to keep them out of hell. Because we'll tell folks in a minute, go to hell. But no, we're trying to keep them what? Out of here. Yeah. His life, he died.
Well,
to keep us from going. In this present life, this new life, if you've been born again, you have a new life. We set our affection, our love, our friendship on things above now. Because everything on this earth is just temporary. Everything you see is just what? I don't care how long it's been here, it's just still not what? Temporary. Lord Almighty. Only thing that's not temporary, and that's Jesus. We temporary. Everybody you see temporary. Jesus came here, but he not temporary. Lord Almighty. But everything else is temporary. And God fixed it because when you meet Jesus, then you are not temporary in a sense no more. In a sense, you'll be with him forever. But right now, if you're not saved, you're temporary just to go to hell. That's right. That's what Jesus came here for, to keep us out of here. Our soul got to go somewhere and stay forever. And God sent his son. We don't talk about salvation enough in church now. And got to talk about it. Hell is still there. And some folk, some pastors don't even bring up hell. And folk in the church going to hell. And so he don't even bring it up. It's there. Bless his holy name. The God who need nothing, but he put up with us. 165. He need nothing. My soul is hid, Paul said. My soul is hid in Christ. When I was reading this, I got happy. My soul is hid in Christ. And I can do all things through Christ. That's what Paul said. I can do all things through Christ. My soul.
Yes, sir.
My soul.
Yes.
My soul is just, my soul is hid. You don't see really me. You see the house I live in. Oh, but my soul. See, my soul is hid in Christ, double with God. See, you can harm this outside, but you can't touch me. See, me, you may not lack me. I may not lack you, but I'm covered. This stuff here on the outside going to the graveyard.
Right.
The one going to eat it up.
Yeah.
But they can't do nothing with me.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing with you because you covered.
Yeah.
You covered. And God done something for us that no man can undo. You can't take me out of Jesus. I can't take Jesus out of you. Ain't y'all glad of that? You may not like you, I may not understand you, but I can't take you out of Christ. Because you're protected by Christ.
Thank you.
I'm protected. You need to know that. The devil recognizes it. The devil really don't want that outside. He wants the inside. He'll mess with your outside, but he really wants to get the inside. He can put souls on the outside. He can let the outside get sick. And God may not heal him, but you still ain't bothering you because you on the inside. So he messed with this body of ours and to get us frustrated.
Yes,
but we can't get around, but I'm still on the inside.
Yeah.
Always remember that. You can't destroy a child of God.
Thank you.
And not only that, but one day,
yeah.
If that child of God's body never come back no more, but one day he's coming back, and you may bury it. Boy, that's a mystery there. Get the body and have a body. We preach funeral and nobody in the body. Corpus out there, just reading the land there, because God don't call it out of there. Put it in the ground. And the body, the house. Put it in the ground. And we be talking to it. You know, it ain't there. He's not in there. And we get to reading over them. Talk ourselves, talking, hear somebody. I'll meet you over yonder, mama. Mama don't hear you. That's just a house mama lived in. And I'll meet you over yonder, dad. Daddy's not in that house. Daddy's somewhere else. We got to always remember the inside is God-like. I said, God, we in the image. That's the image of God. You can't see that part. That's on the inside of this house right here. If the extra house of the tabernacle was dissolved, I got another place to go. Look at your neighbor and say, I got another place. Tell them, I'm not lying either. See, you may abuse this outside. You may shoot it. You may cut it, but you ain't cut me yet. You cut my house that I live in. Yeah. You can shoot up a wood house, a brick house. Shoot it up, but you ain't hurt me yet. You can destroy all this body, but you ain't touching me yet. You may go for it. You may poison me. And I may leave this house. They get this house and bring it to the church and have a funeral. And you be hollering over this house. And if I could, I'd be looking at you. And look at you hollering over me now and then. Come up there saying hallelujah, glory to God. See, they can harm his body, but they can't really touch you. You're on the inside of this house. If that's the house up the tabernacle watches out, I got another building coming one day. And not made by hand. You need to know, my soul is hid. God Almighty. What am I reading this back in? I got to happen. My soul is hid. God Almighty. You can't touch it. I can't touch yours. It's hid. Your only safe place for a lost soul is in Jesus. No way. I see a soul. I ain't said a body. And the body don't mess up one day, but the soul part. The devil mess with our house we live in, but he can't touch us except God allows him to touch us. God Almighty. We protected by God. So the devil, he mess with your body all the time. But he just can't bother your soul. A place the devil loves to mess with. Your house that you live in. And if a person is not in Jesus, he is then in the devil. One of them got your life. You're not loose in a sense. If God is not your God, the devil is your God. Remember that now. No, fool yourself. Somebody lead you. If God not lead you, the devil lead you. The two powers on this earth. God got all power. And you are free to go to whoever you will. Jesus of the devil. Look at the name and say, who you following? That's a good question. I saw you somewhere where Jesus don't even go. Jesus, you hang around those places where I saw you at. Or where you saw me at. Jesus don't hang around some of these places now. But who are you following? That's really good to know Jesus. Let me know. You know I'm crazy in a way. You know, I've been following the devil a long time, boy. And just following this guy, boy. Call myself having a good time. laughing and talking, jiving, and good time. Good time. Crazy too, you know. Mess around and stumble on Jesus. Can I say it like that, y'all? Stumble on Jesus. Somebody told me about a Jesus. They'll stop me from drinking whiskey. He told me. Somebody told me about a Jesus. I'll stop digging ditches in. Somebody told me about a Jesus. Make me stop listening to that rock and roll singing. And when they told me about Jesus, I started following him. When I started following him, joy came that I never felt before. You see, the devil's joy is temporary, but God's joy is everlasting. Only difference about the two joys, you can be going through trials and tribulation and still have Jesus' what? Joy. That's the only difference. See, your joy is just temporary on this earth, but I have an everlasting joy. Even in the midst of trouble, I still got what? When I'm home, I still got what? When I got in, I still got what? Joy! Unspeakable! You can't speak about it. It's so great. This joy that God gave, man didn't give it to me. And man can't. In other words, you may lie on me, but I still can shout. You may dig a ditch for me. I think that hallelujah, because I got a joy you can't do nothing with. Look at your name and say, I got a joy that man didn't give to me. God gave it to me. Stop going home crying when folks talk about you. If you ain't doing nothing, you need to talk about you anyway. But stop when folks lie on you and go, I'm crying. I ain't know she'll do me like that. You got a joy that can stand anything. If your joy, Lord have mercy, can carry you in a lounge. And the lion didn't even eat that morning. They thought they had some good meat, but when they saw Paul there and Daddy in the lion room, he lost his appetite. That's right. And Daniel started praying. I heard one preacher said he laying on that line for a pillow. Yeah. He'll make your enemy be your what? Yeah. He'll make your enemy feed you when you're home. Yeah. You still can have some everlasting what? Joy! Right. That's just temporary joy on this earth. But when I get to heaven, Lord have mercy. I can't tell you what I'm going to do. I haven't been there yet. But money going to be full of nothing but what? Joy! Devil didn't give it to you. Devil can't take it away from you. Because God give us the joy. And my brother and sister, if a person is not in Jesus, I tell you again, he in the devil. Now that's not dogmatic now. You got to be in one of two, ain't that right, y'all? Right. He that make him loose. And out of control. That means so many folks out of control. Yeah. He don't know what he's doing. He's just out of control. And you can't walk with both of them at the same time to save your life. And that's what got to be preached in the church. Amen. We think we can butter up Jesus and do what we want to do, give Jesus some time, and then go get the devil some time. Yeah. We feel like we're making Jesus, you know, kind of feel good. Because we go over here and do some little good things, but the devil got us doing a lot of more things. All right. And you call yourself kind of make a crank out of Jesus. But please stop doing that. Don't do it and don't put Jesus in it. Yeah. it'd be the best. God will understand. But you think, God, you kind of match up. I work for the devil some and work for the God. It don't work with God like that. Let me tell you why. Paul, get your Bible. I'm telling you why. Paul, get your, look at Matthew 6 and 24. Now, this is the reason. Matthew 6, 24.
No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other.
Yeah.
Or else he will hold to the one and despise the other.
God Almighty.
He cannot serve God and mammon.
That's the word, mammon. See, no man. It said no man.
No man.
It is that some men. It said no man. No man can serve two masters at the same time. God Almighty. Ain't that something? Can't serve. Stand up, Paul. Oh, you got the mic on, boy. You stand up, Jeff. You ain't doing nothing. Stand up, man. Two masters. Now. Can't serve two masters. One got to go. God Almighty. Come in, brother. You got your Bible open. Just stand right there. Now, y'all going two different ways. Now, go there. Turn your back to one. Now, you can't stand. Stand right there. Look at that. Look at that. They can't stand one another.
That's right.
It lack night and day.
All right.
Jesus and Satan lack night and day.
You're right.
And the devil deceives so many folks, think we can follow both. I can serve Jesus. I can serve the devil at the same time. It doesn't work with God.
Listen.
I don't care how you try to read the Bible. The devil brings some tricks there to make you think this and that. The Bible just definitely told you, you can't follow two masters. One of them got to be your what? Master. Master means control. I got control over so and so. I got control. Now, who got you and who got you? Now, this Jesus and that Satan. I let Jesse be Jesus because he's the oldest. He got a long time to get straightened out. You know. Both of them now. You can't follow both. Now, y'all walk off a minute. Stay right there. Now, see, they walk. Hold right there. That man got to wait on you a while, you know. No, stop right there. Just stand right there. Don't move. See. Now, watch that. Now, how can I follow both?
That won't work, brother.
Y'all see my point? I'm trying to get the young folks. Old folks know this. I'm trying to get the young folks to see this. They trying to fix it where they can serve. You can't serve the one. One of you serving, one you can't really serve. You ain't serving, but one of them now. Who are you serving?
All right, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I love both of them. Oh, you don't love not one of them.
That's right.
You can't love both of them and get along with one of them. You love one and you let it go. How can you go work with Jesse a while and play with him? I love you, Jesse. And I go, I'm okay, I love you. Now, how that don't work? They gonna know you lie. Boys are some crazy preaching, but you better listen to that. You can't follow but one at a time.
That's right.
I want to see somebody to do the work with both of them. Try it out. What are you trying to say, Reverend Walker? Well, I'm trying to say this. You belong to a church. See, like, I belong to Zuzu Baptist Church. I belong to the Church of Christ Church.
All right. Yes, sir.
But now, if you belong to that church, well, what you doing over yonder?
All right.
Where the church folk can't see you. What you doing down yonder? Where, now, you've got to follow one of the two.
All right.
Now, how can that work? You can't follow but one at a time. This is what church folks got to understand.
Right.
If you're through with the mess, leave the mess alone.
Right.
If you're used to steal, stop stealing.
Thank you.
You know you was a crook, wasn't you? Yeah, you was a crook, boy. You know. You used to steal stuff, didn't you? All that stuff, you used to steal all that stuff. Yeah, you steal all that stuff. No. And then you go to church and say, hey, glory to God. Then come right back over here and started stealing again. You can't serve. You can't serve them one at a time. That's what God's trying to get us to see. God tired of coming to him. We're doing everything we want to do. And now when he comes, I'm going to see my God. Oh, God will see by you. You ain't going to see by God. See, God's still God. But watch us now. Watch us now. We want to put all our time, giving the devil all the time. And got sick. And God even healed the body. And then he don't heal the body. Now you don't got well. Instead of you go serve God about a month or two. And give a testimony. Nobody but the Lord did it. And down you get to feeling a little better. Your weight don't got back like it wants. Your figure don't got like it used to be. And now the devil got a hold to you. Lead you astray again. Then you go back to church. Think about God good to you now. Then you go back to church.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
Clay. You're the devil. I mean, you got, folks understand. Go back home. Mm-hmm. You can't serve but one master at a time. We got to stop fooling ourselves. If you're going to serve God, serve God. If you're going to serve the devil, leave God alone. He'll put some on it that nobody can take it off you. Y'all go to your seat now. Yeah. You need to know this stuff. We need to get it while you can see it plain. You're reading the Bible. I don't understand. You understand just that way I just said through the door. You can't serve it but one at a time. We two-time in God. Let me ask you another question. Let me tell you something. Now watch this. Watch this. Now I'm mess some of you up. You know, I'm really trying to assess them. But watch this. Now watch this. You married, ain't you? Forgive me, I'm married. Talk to folks married now. You married. You got a husband right here. You got a husband right here. By birth, be a man. How the case may be. All right. You got a boyfriend over here. Thought maybe we're going to say amen. Well, how are you going to serve both of them at the same time? He the one feed you when you're hungry. Just know him, he'll give you $10 every once in a while. But not only that, when you get sick and can't get well, your boyfriend can't come see you. He got to slip 2 o'clock in the morning to come see you. Because he don't want nobody else to see you there. You can't serve but one at a time. Let's stop fooling ourselves. God tied us 2 times in him. He just told you can't serve 2 masters. Well, what we fooling ourselves for? Well, I know this on rough gospel. It'll make you get straight or you'll just go be a crazy crank. That's all I can say. It'll spin you out, make you get foolish. You got to tell it like it is. You can't serve 2 masters. It's too much that goes on in churches. Preacher got his girlfriend. And yes, some of them got pastors. Tell them I said it. They got some pastors. God get good. Deacon got there. Wives got their boyfriends and things. We got to tell her that God is not pleased with it. You can't serve but one master at a time. But when you're trying to do right, nobody perfect, but when you're trying to do the best you can, you can go to church and enjoy yourself. Because I know when the preacher says about just what I got through talking about, you first thing you say, I ain't going down there no more. That's your business. But when you're doing the best you can, The devil's gonna tip you all kind of way. But when you walk off from that stuff, you can come to church and say, hallelujah, glory, you can enjoy your life. And time to preach to bring out what I just got through talking about, the first thing you're gonna say, I don't like the way he preached. No, you don't want to hear what? Truth. Don't put it on the preacher, put it on yourself. I told him what? Truth. And it's got to be preached in the church. See, folk come to church a lot of times to hide their mess. They hide in the church. So I go to church. The devil go to church. The devil don't miss no Sunday. You can't serve but one master at a time. I don't care how sanctimonious we can get. I better get off there. Somebody been on shot me. Let me. It's just the truth. Preachers need, I just started this. Preachers need to preach the truth. The karma everyday sin. We miss them kind of what we do all the time, but nobody said nothing about it. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, no better place than nowhere than to be with Jesus. I said, no better place. He the joy of my life. What about your life? I said, he the joy of my life. And my brother says, I believe when a saved soul leaves this world to go and live with Jesus, his soul is totally, everybody said totally, satisfied and with contentment, because only heaven have what make the soul satisfied. With contentment, God Almighty, with contentment, I'm satisfied. Jesus is the only one can make your soul what? Satisfied. And that is only through Jesus Christ. You can come to church and enjoy, but it got so calm and now you still can shout all that stuff, you know. Say hallelujah, all that stuff. But deep down within, it's kind of bothering you. This folks you've been born again. And sometimes the preacher says something, makes you change your mind, and you start wanting to live for Jesus, then. You give up that stuff because there ain't nothing more to give up. When you don't want to go to heaven, you got a bad attitude, shut up, with God. If you get to a point that your behavior is so sinful that you love it, I mean fall in love with it, you'll do anything. You went too far in. Don't let nothing take the place of your salvation. Nothing take the place of your salvation. He the one make us complete. And I mean complete in Jesus Christ. He's the joy of my life. And my brothers and sisters, this is what heaven is all about. And this is what God's Son is all about. A free ticket just for the accent and believing. And this is what Jesus, the church, is all about again. To tell sinners about Jesus Christ. Man's soul is incomplete without Jesus. Jesus would make the soul complete. You can have joy on the inside. You can have unspeakable joy. And when you got unspeakable joy, Pope, that's what make us give up faith to step over the obstacles. Because you got joy. The joy of the Lord is my what? See, when you ain't got no real joy, you ain't got no what? So, because now I got joy unspeakable, for that stumbling block kind of blunt me, I steps over it now. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He gave me strength to what? To step over the obstacles. Step over the things that bother me. It don't bother me because I got joy, unspeakable joy. This joy man didn't give to me. God gave it to me. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, heaven is a place. Everybody said heaven is a place. What, Reverend Walker? Heaven is a place of no more. No more sin. No more death. No more sickness. No more pain. No more lying. No more worry. No more hate. For nobody. Even no more sadness. No more sorrow. The joy of the Lord would complete my soul. See, when your soul satisfies, it does something to your body. It encourages your body to do right. Because your soul is what? Satisfied. Something about the soul, when God controlling the soul, I dare you to try. See, sometimes it's so common until we don't pay no attention. I dare you to get by yourself and just tell God, keep me. And let him know I can't cheat myself. I'm kept by the power of the living God. If God be for me, who can be against me? This is what you got to tell God. Keep me. And he will keep you. And you got a desire to be kept. He ain't going to let you face no temptation that you can't walk over. I ain't going to put no more in that you can what? Bam! He the one take care of us. I ain't gonna let him go over yonder because he can't take it yet. I ain't gonna let her go over yonder because he can't take that. She can't take it yet. See, if he lets you go somewhere, you gonna bear it. I don't care what kind of temptation it is. If you've been stealing all the time, you see something loose, you'll steal, but I can go over there now. Yeah. Can't go where money hanging around. You used to steal money. And you can't count no money now. And a lot of folks can't count money in church because they'll put some in their pocket then. I can't let you go in the finance room right now. Now you don't got saved. And you don't got a little stronger. You can go count church money now. That money been dedicated to the Lord and folks put it in their back pocket. No wonder they're walking a leap because. See, God give us strength. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. He gives you strength to go through anything. You can cross it. If you've got Jesus on your side, you've got the majority on your side. That's his holy name. This is the kind of God that we serve. And my brother and sister, this is what heaven is all about. This is what God's Son all about. Free ticket. Free ticket from God. Free ticket just to ask and believe it. You get a free ticket to go to heaven. God Almighty, just for the asking. And this is what God's church is all about. To tell sinners about Jesus Christ. Man's soul is incomplete without Jesus. Jesus is our soul completer. He the one complete our soul. If the soul lacking some, it's Jesus. Jesus. If you don't have Jesus, you may do anything. Now, folks that study the Bible know what I'm talking about. Jesus is the only one to give us strength to overcome any kind of temptation. Amen. If you've got your trust in him. Now, if you don't have your trust in Jesus, if you don't, and I say, you may do anything. Y'all know that. You may do anything. That means you see folks killing mom and daddy killing children. That means you see folks doing all these crazy things on television because they don't have no Jesus. The devil got power. If Jesus not leading you, who you think leads you? If you're not doing what Jesus said, you got to be doing what the devil said. That's what folks got to understand. That being God sent Jesus to overcome the devil. He's still alive. still present. He the one still got mess in our hearts and our mind. He the one caused all this. But you got to know Jesus, and he'll give you strength to overcome the devil. Paul said, I can do what? All things. God Almighty. Everybody said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. I can do all. I mean, he didn't leave nothing out. That covered your whole lifestyle. I can do all things through Christ. Not around Christ, not over Christ, not under Christ, but what? Through Christ, who what? Strengthened me. He gave me strength to overcome when the devil offered to me. He give me strength to turn it down. When it's so available to me. Y'all get my point? See, that's where the strength come from. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. If I get weak, I get some strength from Jesus. God Almighty. Not no gin, but some strength from Jesus. Gin ain't going to make you act stupid short of gin. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, heaven is a place of saying no more. It complete our soul with joy. It's many things that the Church of Christ will never fully understand until they see Jesus. But thank God for his word. We just got to believe his word. And my brothers and sisters, in this present new life, everybody say new life, we set our affection, our love, our friendship on things above. Because everything on this earth is just temporary. We will leave them or they will leave us. But Jesus is our everlasting joy. All this stuff folks are running after. And some of them don't even know Jesus. They're running at everything. Everything you're running at, you may get a hold to it. But you still gonna need Jesus. You may not want him in there. And God is a strange God, y'all, preachers. You know, he'll let folk, I mean, don't live like nothing. They do everything but right. And won't even get sick. Y'all notice that? Don't even break your leg. Here come a Christian. Go to church every Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Break a leg. Oh, Lord. Here come somebody. Why don't think about it. Almost cuss God out. Don't even get rheumatism. Don't get nothing. Just keep walking. Y'all better watch that kind of stuff now. Sometimes God got a special thing for them. And sometimes God can let them know how they fall in this world. And then just call them all home and go to hell. You gotta watch that now. You gotta watch God. He's strange. And sometimes you get a bragging. You go to church all the time and I don't never get sick. You better stop bragging like that. See, God will just let somebody let death come get you. Now you're in hell. You bust hell wide open, you see. But cause you're going through trials and tests. Don't hold your head down. God knows what he's doing. He training you. He testing you. He wants the world to see how you can take it. And still come to this church and say, hallelujah. They know you just barely make it, but you're a good Christian. They know you ain't got what they have. But he'll let you come, your stocking got holes in them. Hold your shoes up, you can't lift your leg too much because you got holes in your shoes and old shoes, somebody don't gave you. But you still can come to church with joy. Why, brother pastor? Why? Well, number one, see, God let other folk watch you. And they get to complain around about this and that, and they look at you. Boy, she come to church so happy. She go forward and look at, why you come to church so happy? I got everything. I don't feel nothing. That give her time to witness. You got to watch God. Give her time to talk about Jesus to somebody who don't know him. They wonder why you can be happy and got holes in your shoes and stocking running all down your leg. And yet still you come to church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you look at them. What she got to glory for? She ain't even got no bread almost to eat. See, God conditioned his folks for certain things they got to go through with. And there's certain things other folks watching. He was my witness. If she can go through all that, I'm going to see what she's saying to God. We are his witnesses. That means sometimes old Paul got that saying that all things are what working together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are the called according to his purpose. I don't know why he's doing it, but I know God doing it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Don't understand a lot of things, but I know I can do it. Because I can do what? Oh, through Christ, which strengthen me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
No, don't be asking God so much sometimes.
Come on, man.
He give you strength to overcome it. Bless his holy name.
Yes,
if you gonna follow Jesus, you got a cross to carry.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
And God kind of, if he carried the cross and made it, he said, follow me.
Yes.
If I carried the cross and I made it, well, you can make it.
Yes.
Every man got his own what? My cough may be different from yours, but it's still a what? Headaches and pains and whatever it may be. And God put them on us sometimes. That way God sometimes straightens us out. He straightens us out by then something happens to us sometimes to see ourselves. But you ain't bothering nobody. Bothering nobody. But folk lying on you. Talking about you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything you do, somebody got to say something about it. They're down. But you still got your cross. This the cross. That's the lie they're telling on you. But you still got it. Still got it. Yeah. They even have meat on you, but you still got it. And they make sure you get it too. That's your cross. That's your cross. And then you come to church and say, glory to God. To God, and then they'll get to talk. How she glory to God and all that stuff we put on her. She got her cross.
Yes.
Didn't Jesus have a cross?
Yes.
All right then. He didn't complain to do nothing. Did he? He just carried his what? Stumbled and fell, got up, carried his what?
Bring it up.
And then they get together. They want to crucify you.
Yes.
They call you everything but a child of God. They got Jesus and they crucified. But some on the inside, God Almighty, they put him in the grave. He stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. They said, we got him. He's dead. We checked him out. They want to break his leg, but God said, you can't break his leg now. Bone can't be broken in his body. They checked him out. He was already what? We got him. And drunk whiskey, wine, and had a ball that night. We got him. Stay in the grave one day, one night. Got him. You go check him out. He's a strange fella. They check the grave out. He's a strange fella. He's still in there. He's still in there. Check him out. Second night. They checked him out again. Oh, well, he all right. No, go check him out. He's strange. That fella's strange. We ain't never killed nobody like that. He's still in there. Good Lord. But early. Something happened. Check him out. He's not down. He's not down. Quiet. Quiet me. He in my heart. He in your heart. He everywhere. Thank God he rose. Power. Got it all. his hand. I got all power. I got all power in my hand. Yeah, 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 yeah. But I say he, some on the inside let you know, thinking he what? You can't deny to save your life. Well, Rabbi, how you know? Well, I don't do what I. Something will happen somewhere. I don't get drunk no more. Yeah. I don't steal no more. Yeah. Something will happen to me. Yeah. That's when I know he what? Yeah. He lives. Yeah. God knows he lives. Yeah. He lives. Yo, sir, I wouldn't tell you to go that far, but. Anybody in here, please listen at me. Please. If you never heard me before, please listen at me. If you here without Jesus, you ain't going to hurt but once somebody feel it. And that's the devil.
Amen.
If you give your life to Jesus, you're going to make one somebody mad.
Yeah.
And that's the deal.
Amen.
Think about it. I just want you to think. Ain't trying to trick nobody, just the gospel.
Yeah.
If you're without Jesus and need him, I know you need him.
Yeah.
Will you ever accept him or not? But I know one day you're going to show us need him.
Yeah.
So if you're going to die. The devil will tell you, don't you get up, take all that. Reverend Walker just showing out. He'll tell you anything to keep your soul with him.
Yeah.
Tell you, it don't take all that jumping around. And I can't explain it. It's something happened to you. Can't help yourself. Can't help yourself. Something get at you, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
God intend to do there ain't no makeup show thing. I'm active. I can't help myself. Just some on the inside.
Tell it.
He don't want you to be saved, the devil don't. He don't want you to be saved. Why, Reverend Walker? He wants you to go to the lake of fire with him. Because you know if you don't give your life to Christ, where you think you're going? To the lake of fire with the devil. Because if anybody say lost in him, and want somebody to persuade you not to give your life to Christ, that's the devil. That's the devil. That's the devil. The devil wants you to be ashamed. He wants you to be where folk won't be looking at you. That's the devil. Heaven will shout if you give your life to Christ. And you lost. I promise you, you'll have joy unspeakable. You won't be ashamed of your Jesus. God Almighty. Anybody here without Jesus? Won't you give your life to Christ? You ain't gonna make but one somebody mad, that's the devil. What we care about making the devil mad? You already mad, he hates you already. He can't stand you. But you're keep encouraging you to do wrong and deny Jesus.
Mama.
May not be doing nothing wrong in a sense. But you just need Jesus as your Savior to go to heaven. You can't go to heaven just being good. You've got to be born again. And when you give your life, confess Jesus' name, you're giving your life to Christ. And receive him in your heart. And you saved. You saved. You ain't hot pair. Poor say, you saved. When Jesus come at you, you're going to heaven when you die. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Just that simple. Just that simple. That's too simple. That's what God, the devil got to say in there. That, you know, it takes more than that to go to heaven. That's the devil talking to you. Just simply saying, I give my life to Christ. That's my personal thing. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. See, it's a faith walk. It's not a fear walk. We went way on a fear. I don't, the devil can make you feel good. You ain't know that? Fear. Ain't no fear walk. Fear. It's a faith walk. If you never feel nothing, it's just faith. 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 Just faith. I believe what the Bible said and walk out on that. The Bible said, thou shalt be what? Saved. That means if you're going to be saved for something, it must be somewhere you're going kind of bad with it. Saved. So you don't have to go to hell. That's what it is. I'm saved. I'm saved from going to hell. I know my time, Sister Logan, kind of run off with him. I'm still, I'm finna close. A lot of preachers playing with folks' souls. I promise you. And the Bible already don't state it. Just read your Bible. In the last days, what's going to be going on? We are in the last days. I promise you. I promise you. And you see it plain as day if you study that Bible. And Jesus said, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. I'm saved. You may not feel nothing. I'm walking on what? Take that handkerchief. You didn't feel nothing, did you? You didn't feel it in your hand. But it ain't bobbing up here in your chest. No, you ain't feel nothing, did you? No. You received it by what? Faith. You saved by what? Saved by grace through faith. He graceful to us. If you just believe me, I'm going to save you by faith in me. You saved and didn't feel nothing.